Hello.
Hello, ma'am. My name is Joe. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in the area of Texas. Are you registered
Okay.
to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Do you have a few minutes that you can share some of your opinions with us? We would
I'd
highly
be happy to.
appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Okay. Now, there's Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote,
Yes.
or wait until November to vote in the general election?
Definitely vote.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or a very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. And here's the first one, Roland Gutierrez.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about the organization Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
Okay. Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Yasmin Simon?
Simon, Yasmin Simon, and I would say very, very favorable.
Yeah, right. That's Ms. Simon. Sorry about that.
It's
very
okay.
Favorable. Okay. Nathan Johnson?
Very favorable.
Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Victoria Neve?
Very favorable.
Ron Kirk?
He's not running for anything, but I have a very favorable opinion of him.
Thank you, ma'am. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
And Colin Allred?
Very favorable.
Thank you, ma'am. At this point, we're already 30% complete with the survey. We, again, thank you for your time, okay? Now, in the Democratic primary for the next, or for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Yasmin Simon.
Simon. I keep mispronouncing that, don't I?
Uh-huh.
I apologize.
Yeah, you better get it right.
I will. Now, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Guns, sensible gun sale laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons? Education, Governor Abbott's voucher, plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay? Voting rights, restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy. Local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on growth control, zoning, and worker rights. Abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. Or don't really know or refuse any of these options.
I have to pick one of those. They're all five so important.
Yeah, but which one do you
but
think you would
one.
Care the most
no.
about? Yeah, I'll give you a quick just recap. Guns, education.
No, I know what they are. Yeah, no, I think I would say abortion.
Thank you, ma'am. And what would be the second most important?
Education.
Okay. Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot at beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-founded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with pro-jobs, business-friendly message? Or one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party?
Well, I would say I'm such an educated voter that those are really not two choices, but I think electing someone who can beat Morgan Meyer is the most important thing.
Okay. Now, next, rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Yasmin Simon. I got it right that time, right? Leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. Now, these are statements, right, describing her. So Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, does not impact your opinion.
It would probably vote for her.
Okay.
I mean, you're talking about
yes,
that. You're testing the message. Would that message make me definitely vote for her or probably vote for her? Is that what you're asking?
Well, the statement itself. Uh-huh. Does that
yeah.
statement about her? Uh-huh. Okay. Now,
yeah,
does Yasmin? Thank you, ma'am. Yasmin Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Definitely vote for her. Probably vote for her. Does not impact your opinion.
Does not impact my opinion.
Okay. Yasmin Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely vote for her.
Definitely.
Probably vote for her.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am. Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Oh, fentanyl.
Fentanyl
epidemic.
Right.
Yes.
I was at a loss to how to pronounce that for a moment.
It's okay.
It's a hard word.
It is a hard word, and it's a terrible thing. So, yes, that would definitely vote for her.
Thank you, ma'am. Yasmin Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely, probably, does not impact your opinion.
Does not impact my opinion.
Okay. Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in Park Cities. Definitely, probably, does not impact your opinion.
Well, I know it does not impact my opinion.
Okay. Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Definitely vote, probably vote, it does not impact
definitely.
Your opinion.
Definitely.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she is a fighter with broad appeal to the mm-hmm. Democrats' need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Definitely
Morgan
vote.
Meyer. It's Morgan Meyer, but it's what
Morgan
Clay
Meyer.
Jenkins, yeah, it doesn't affect my opinion, like Clay Jenkins does.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Definitely vote for, probably vote for, or does not impact your opinion.
Probably vote for him.
Okay. In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for the local control to keep big government out of local communities. Definitely, probably, or does not
definitely.
Impact.
Definitely.
Okay. Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economic at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen.
Definitely.
Okay. Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Definitely.
Probably. Okay. Yasmin is running to become, she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping the House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense, problem-solving approach.
Definitely.
Okay, at this point, we're 68% complete. Once again, thank you for sharing your time with us, ma'am. Now, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Yasmin Simon.
Thank you, ma'am. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate each of the following statements about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or not matter to you. The first statement is, Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue.
Wouldn't affect me. Whatever the third thing, would not affect me.
Yeah, does not matter your opinion. Okay.
Doesn't matter my opinion. Doesn't affect my opinion.
Yes. Noted. Thank you, ma'am. Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment.
Doesn't affect my opinion.
Okay. Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022,
the second, not, doesn't affect, but whatever the thing in the middle is, might affect my opinion.
Probably vote against her. It does not matter.
Probably.
Now, Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big mega Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Definitely votes against. Probably vote against, or does not matter. I can read that one more time to you if you like.
No, I know. I understand it. It probably doesn't matter.
Okay. Now, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer, by a large margin. By a large margin just 2 years ago, shows she is not able to bring the change to Texas needs. Definitely vote, probably vote against, or it does not matter.
Definitely vote.
Okay. After hearing this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Yes, and Simon.
Okay, folks. Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, would you say, or what would you say is the most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate in Texas State House should fight for?
Women's reproductive rights.
Allow me a second. I'm noting down your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. I know that by your voice, you're female. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
65 and older.
What was the last grade you completed in school?
I graduated from college.
Okay. Now, would this be like an associate's degree, bachelor's degree, or higher?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's, okay. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive?
Yes.
Moderate?
Liberal.
Yes to liberal.
Liberal.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? African-American or Black, Mexican or Latino heritage, Asian Pacific or other Asian heritage, Arab or Muslim, white or Caucasian, or something else?
White or Caucasian.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Again, ma'am, we thank you so very much for sharing your time with us. I know that some of those questions were little. Yeah, and I apologize also that my pronunciation.
No, it's okay. I mean,
I apologize.
Good for you to be a volunteer, but what a hard thing to do. So that's why I participated.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you once
good
again,
night.
Ma'am. You have a great evening, okay? Okay, good night, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.